Shir is Masechter Tanis Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, the third line. Tanya Reb Nosson Omer. As we had learned at the end of the previous Shir, on Sukkos, we do Nisach HaMayim. Besides the Nisach HaYayin, pouring wine when we bring a carbon, we also pour water. And the Gemara says, according to Reb Nosson, how do we know that we have to do this? Because the Pasuk says, B'kodesh HaSeich Nesach Sheichel Hashem. The Pasuk uses the words HaSeich Nesach twice. B'shnei Nesuch Makos B'daber. The Pasuk is speaking about two Nesuchs. Echad Nesach HaMayim, one is Nesach HaMayim. V'esach Nesach HaYayin, the other one is Nesach HaYayin. And the Pasuk is teaching us that we should do both. Ask the Gemara, Eimetavai Dechamra, who says one is wine and one is water, perhaps both are wine? Answers the Gemara, in kein licht of krua, if the same beverage was being used for both nesachim, the pasuk should either say oy hasech hasech or nesach nesach. Should use the same word. My, why does the pasuk use hasech nesach? Two different words. Shmamina, because the pasuk is teaching us that we're using two different types of liquids. Chadada maya and chadada chamra. One is water and one is wine. Ask the Gevura Sari. All that we know from this pasuk is that we have to do two nesachim. A nesachim of wine and a nesachim of water. But how do we know that it's done on Sukkos? This is a pasuk that's not by Sukkos. This is a pasuk that's by the Karban Tamid. So how do I know that this avoida of nesach hamayim and nesach hayayin is done on Yontav Sukkos? So the Gevura Sari says that we have to say the Reb Nosson agrees to what we learned at the end of the shiur yesterday, that because we have an extra mem yud mem, mayim, that's referred to by the musafim of Sukkos, so we know that if we combine what we learned today, if hasech nesach, that we do nesach mayim and nesach yayin, with the mayim that we spoke about yesterday, that the time to do it is on Sukkos. Just to review, as we start the next Gemara, yesterday we learned between the Mishnah and the Braisa, four different shitas when we begin saying Masha Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. The first shita was Rabbi Elazar, who said we say from the first day of Sukkos. The next shita was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. I'm going in the order of Yontif. Was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who says we say it on the second day of Yontif, because that's the day we began the Nisach HaMayim. And since we began Nisach HaMayim the second day, it's appropriate that we should begin saying Masha Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on the second day. Then we had Shitas Rabbi Kiva, who says we begin Nesach HaMayim on the sixth day of Sukkos, because that's where we have the primary remez on the sixth day. So we start saying Masha Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on the sixth day. And Rabbi Shua's Shita was that we began saying Masha Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on Shemini Atzeres. Ask the Gemara. Hoda Tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Sukkah that says Nesach HaMayim Kol Zayim. The Nesach HaMayim was done for the 7 days of Sukkos. Man, who is the man done of this Mishnah? Ask the Gemara. I Rabbi Yeshua, name Echad Yoyma. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we begin saying Mash Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on Shemini Atzeres, and we're connecting the two, so we should start Nesach HaMayim is also only Shemini Atzeres. I Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, we begin on the sixth day. There's only 2 days left of Yontif. So we only have 2 days for Nesach HaMayim, the 6th and the 7th. Ir Bekiva Trei Yoimi. The Mishnah says it's 7 days. Ir Yehuda Ben Maseira. So he says we begin on the 2nd day, but from the 2nd day to the 7th day is only 6 days. Shita Yoimi. So when the Mishnah says that we say, that we do Nesach HaMayim for 7 days, it doesn't work with any of these Manda Amrim. Asks Rashi, it could work with Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, we begin saying Masha Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem on the first day of Yontif. So we could say we could do Nesach HaMayim also on the first day of Yontif and have 7 days. So Rashi says that answer is too obvious that it will work with Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara wants to see if it will work with any other Man Domer. Another pshat along what Rashi is saying is that we know throughout Shas Rabbi Elazar Shemutihu. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. So we don't want to take a Stam Mishnah Masechta Sukkah and establishes like Rabbi Elazar, who's usually someone we don't paskin like. And a third teretz I saw is that we learned yesterday When Rabbi Lezer said that we take and begin saying Mashruch and Merit Hageshem on the first day, why? So we explained yesterday, whether it was a Braisa or a Gemara, that Rabbi Lezer said because we take the Dalaminim, we begin taking the Dalaminim on the first day, so the Dalaminim have so much of a connection to rain, they grow on rain, they help bring good rain for the year. Similarly, we start Mashruch and Merit Hageshem on the first day. So you see that according to Rabbi Lezer, Mashvaruch Merit Hageshem has nothing to do with Nesach HaMayim. It has to do with Luluf. So it could be that according to Rabbi Lezer, we begin Nesach HaMayim on the second day, we begin on the sixth day. We don't know. Because Rabbi Lezer has no discussion regarding Nesach HaMayim. Says the Gemara, Lailam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi. The Tana of the Mishnah that says that Nesach HaMayim was done for 7 days is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi. The sphere like Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisim, but he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah, that Nan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says also in the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah, but like how you benasach kol shmoina. Rabbi Yehuda says, as the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama have 2 points of disagreement. Tanakama said that the pitcher used to do Nisach HaMayim was 3 ligim big. Rabbi Yehuda says it was 1 lig big. The Tanakama says that Nisach HaMayim was only done on Sukkahs, not in Shemini Atzeres. Rabbi Yehuda says that it was done even in Shemini Atzeres. So if we take Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi's position, and we take Rabbi Yehuda's position in Masechta Sukkah, and we sort of combine them, we'll have a good shita. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi says, when do we begin the Nesach HaMayim? On the second day of Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Masechta Sukkah says, till when do we do it? Through Shemini Atzeres. So we start on the second day, and we go through Shemini Atzeres. We have 7 days. The sphere like Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi will hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah quoted in the Masechta Sukkah. Then now Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'loig ha'yimnasik. The picture was a loig big, kol shmoina, and it was done through Shemini Atzeres. So even though Mapik Rishon Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi excludes the first day of Sukkot from doing Nisach HaMayim, however Mayal Shemini and you have 7 days. Ask the Gemara, how could you say this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi holds? Mayishnah b'Rishon d'loig. Why are we saying that Yehuda holds that Nisach HaMayim was not done on the first day of Yontif? Because the key remizi mayim, when the Pasuk begins speaking about Nisach HaMayim, which day of Yontif is the Pasuk referring to? B'sheni the remizi. It's talking about the second day of Sukkot. That's where the first mem is. Ask the Gemara, Shmini Nami, ki remizi maya b'shmini Yehuda remizi. Till which day do we have the mem yud mem? The second day, the sixth day, and the seventh day. The eighth day doesn't have any allusion to Nisach HaMayim. So we can't say Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi will hold that Nisach HaMayim is done on Shemini Atzeres, because the psukim teaching us about Nisach HaMayim are all between the second day and the seventh day. Ella, Rabbi Yeshua he will have to say that's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And even though Rabbi Yeshua holds that Mashav Aruch HaMayit HaGeshem is only begun to be said on Shemini Atzeres, that has nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim. Because Nisach HaMayim, Kol Shiva, the Nisach HaMayim was done all 7 days of Sukkot, Hichsa Gemirla, it's Allah HaMash Masinai. As the Gemara says in a number of places in Shas, Damar of Ami, Amar of Yoichem, Mishurim of Nechunya, Ik Ish Bikas Beis Chorsen, Esen Atiyas, Arava, the Nisach HaMayim, Allah HaMash Masinai. So what the Gemara is saying, to summarize, and we'll explain Esen Atiyas and Arava in a moment, is that the Gemara is saying that these two issues are not connected. Whatever we hold regarding Mashav Aruch HaMayit HaGeshem is not necessarily connected to the length, to the duration of Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua could hold that Mashav Aruch HaMayit HaGeshem begins on Shemini Atzeres, and Nisach HaMayim is the 7 days before. In fact, Sfasema says a very big chiddush. He says, not that the Gemara establishes that there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that is essentially saying that these are two separate subjects, even Rabbi Kiva, who says that the remez for Nisach HaMayim starts on the sixth day. And that's why we begin Mashav Aruch HaMayit HaGeshem on the sixth day. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserihi, who holds that we begin Mashav Aruch HaMayit HaGeshem on the second day, because that's where the remez of Mayim begins, could theoretically agree, says the Sfasemis, many Mefarshim don't learn this way, that Nisach HaMayim was done for 7 days. Because these are two separate subjects. What does Esen Atiyas mean? Esen Atiyas means that the halacha is that during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to work the field. There's a concept of Tosfos Shviyos, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul, Shviyos begins
just finished learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Shvi'is begins Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Then from Rosh Chodesh Elul, 30 days before, you're already not allowed to work the field. But the halacha is that if you have the tios are saplings, young trees, that desperately need that work. So the halacha is if you have 10 trees planted in the area of a base saw, you're allowed to work with those, you're allowed to water them and work with them up to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But it has to be specifically 10 saplings in a base saw. Why? Because if the area is larger than a base saw, the area is too large to work with. If the area is smaller than a base saw, those trees will anyway not survive that type of crowding. And therefore you're not allowed to work with them until Rosh Hashanah. Arava is not the fact that we take an Arava as one of the Dalaminim, because that everybody knows Midaraisa. Arava means that they used to put the Aravas by the Mizbeach every day, or they used to walk around the Mizbeach on a Shana Rabba. What's the connection between these three Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? So most Mefarshim seem to learn that there is no connection. They just were taught at the same time. But there are Mefarshim that I saw want to suggest that we know Aravah is not relevant when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. You know, Nesach HaMayim is not relevant when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. The reason they were taught together is to perhaps teach us that even Tosfos Shemitah is only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, not any other time. Again, I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa. I'm just making a comment that some Mefarshim say.
We learned in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishnah Rav Shua, Ha'ovel Fnei Ateva, B'yontav Akron Shel Chag, on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achrim Maskir, by Musaf, Mashva Ruch Amar Geshem, is said, Harishin Ein Maskir, but not by Shachris. B'yontav Harishin Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishin Maskir, and Shachris, we still say, Mashva Ruch Amar Geshem, Ha'achrim Ein Maskir, but by Musaf, we don't. Ask the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yeshua, who is Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua, the Braisa quoted. Which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yehuda quoting? Ilayim the Rabbi Yeshua, the Mesnisan, if you're going to say it refers back to Rabbi Yeshua that we looked at the beginning of our Mishnah, who says that we begin saying, Mashvaruch Mar Geshem Ashmin Atzeres, Hom Vayant of Achron Shel Chag, who masker. In our Mishnah it says that you begin on the last day of Yontif, on Shmin Atzeres. Doesn't say by Musaf, it probably means by Shachris. So why, how can we say this is the same Rabbi Yeshua? Elaim Rabbi Yeshua de Masnisa, Elaim El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. Yesterday we learned Rabbi Yeshua said in the Braisa that we begin in Yontav, what do you call it, we begin after we put down the Luluf. Now when do we put down the Luluf? After 7 days of Yontav. Which would mean that by Meir of Shmini Atzeres, we begin saying Mashvaruch Mar Negashem. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? That we begin, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that we begin only by Musaf. Ha'amar, Mishas and Nechasa. So which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yehuda quoting? Vesua, furthermore, asked the Gemara, Ha'da Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bishum, B'Seir Omer, Ha'ivel Fnei Atev, B'yontav Achr Shel Chag, B'Seir is teaching us that on Shemini Atzeres, Ha'achrim Maskir, by Musaf we begin saying, Mashar Ruch Meir Degeshem. It's again the question. Hi, Ben Becerra. Who is this Ben Becerra? Ilaim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. If you're going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra, Ha'omer, we just finished saying that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra says that we begin saying Mashav Ruach Amar Degeshem, B'Sheni B'Chakum Maskim. He begins on the second day, not on Shmini Atzeres. Ella, Omer Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tehei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. The Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rabbi Yeshua Ben Becerra. However, Zimnan, sometimes in Shas, we find the Karli B'Shmei, that is called Rabbi Yeshua. The Zinnaman, sometimes in Shas, we find the Karli B'Shmei, the Vua, he's called Ben Becerra. What does it depend on? Ha, the Kamed de Mismachua, before he received Tzmicha, so he was not that prominent yet, he was called Ben Becerra. Ha, Labas L'Mismachinu, after he received Tzmicha, so he had his own prominence, he was called Rabbi Yeshua. So that's who the Tanya, that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to when he says Rabbi Shua holds that we begin saying Mashvaruch Mar Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Betal Baruchas, saying Tal, saying Mashvaruch, Lechaiva Chom Lahasker. Chazal said we don't have to say it. However, in Bala Hasker Masker, we may. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, why? My Tama? Amar Rav Chanina l'fishen in the tzarim. Since the ruach never stops, and tal do never stops, so there's no point mentioning them because they're not going to stop anyway. So now the question is, we say it. Why? So the Mefarshim say, the reason we say Mashiva Ruach is, as the Gemara will teach us on Amud Beis, the Ruach is important that the rain should be successful. And since the Ruach is so important that that the rain should be successful, so when we speak about the Geshem, we want to mention the Ruach too, give a full picture. Mashiva Ruach Amarid Geshem. That's the Ruach. What about the Tal? Why do we mention Tal? So Mefarshim suggests, we're going to learn a very big chiddush. I'm just going to speak about it, and we'll talk about it more in Mitzvah Shemen Amid Beis. That the halacha is, in the winter we say Mashiva Ruach Amarid Geshem. What happens if somebody didn't say anything? He has to repeat Shemen Esrei. We'll learn soon. What happens if somebody says Marid Atal? He says in the summer, he's Nusach Svard, and in the summer he says Marid Atal. And in the winter, instead of saying Mashiva Ruach Amarid Geshem, he said Marid Atal. So Tosfos says the halacha is you don't have to repeat Shemen Esrei. So that's why Chazal taught us to say Marid Atal, even though it doesn't make a difference. The Tal will come anyway, to avoid needing to repeat the Shemen Esrei. The Mefarshim ask, it says, V'yitein l'chol akim mital ha-shamayim. You know that very famous pasuk. That Avraham Avinu gave Yitzchak a bracha, V'yitein l'chol akim, Yitzchak gave Yaakov a bracha, V'yitein l'chol akim mital ha-shamayim. What's the bracha? Tal comes anyway. So some say, as we're going to learn, it's referring to tal shabracha. But I saw a very beautiful pshat. The tal comes anyway. The bracha that Yitzchak gave was V'yitein l'chol akim, that we should always realize that the tal ha-shamayim that we're receiving, Elokim, it comes from God. We should not just think that it's nature, that it happens by itself. It's for Yitin Lecha Elokim that we should realize it's a gift from God. Ask the Gemara. V'tal menolan d'lam yatzar. How do we indeed know that the tal never stops? The ksiv. Because the pasuk says, V'yom Eliyahu HaTishbi metoshvei ha-gilad. Eliyahu HaTishbi, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. There's interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says, why is Eliyahu, we find many times, Eliyahu is called Eliyahu HaTishbi. What's that mean? Because we know the story in Nach, in Shoftim, about Pelegish Begiva, the terrible tragedy when most of Sheva Binyamin was wiped out. And there were a few people that survived. Eliyahu is called Eliyahu HaTishbi. He was from the few people, the remnants of Sheva Binyamin. Elachav, he says to Achav, Chai Hashem Elkei Yisrael, Ashamati Lefonov, I swear, im yashonam ela, if there will be in all these years, tal umater, rain or dew, ki im lefid varai, only what I prescribe. Because even the pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Eliyahu with a message to Achav, lech harei alachav, go appear to Achav, v'etna mata apnei adama, and I'm going to start bringing rain. V'il tal. Talking about tal, like kamalei. It doesn't refer to tal. My tama, why? Mishum, it must be, the lamiatzer. The tal didn't stop. So if the tal didn't stop, there's no reason to tell him it's coming back. So we see, like the Gemara just taught us, the tal never stops. Ask the Gemara, if that is indeed the case. The tal never stops. V'kimi achad the lamiatzer, if tal never stops, el yosh tabu lamali. So how could he make a shvur that tal will stop? It never stops. And the Mashar Mekiva Eger asks, the Gemara could have even asked a stronger question. It turns out that the shvuah Eliyahu made was a false shvuah, because he made a shvuah that the tal is going to stop. It's not true. Tal can't stop. So some want to suggest that that is actually the Gemara's question. That isn't Eliyahu's shvuah patently false? Others want to say that what the Gemara says is that there'll never be a time that we won't have tal alone. But tal and matar, that combination doesn't necessarily always have to be. And Eliyahu was saying that the combination of tal and matar won't be. So this is what Eliyahu meant to say. Afilu tal de bracha nami lo yasi. When we say that tal doesn't stop, there are two types of tal. There's regular tal, that tal never stops. But there's
better type of tal, this tal de brocha. That tal could indeed stop. And that was the tal that Eliyahu was referring to. Says the Gemara, so what did Eliyahu say? That the tal de brocha will stop. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him with the message that it's going to be restored. So why is he only speaking about the rain? So he should have mentioned that the rain is coming back and the tal de brocha is coming back. Answer the Gemara, Hashem Deloi Minkar Milfa. The tal de brocha stopped. Now it's coming back. But the rain, it's obvious. There was no rain, and now there will be rain. Tal de brocha, you can't make a difference. The naked eye cannot see the difference between tal and tal de brocha. And as the Sfasema says, we're dealing with Achav, who was a Rasha. To start telling him, you know the tal that we had till now, that was regular tal. And now tal de brocha is coming back, he won't believe you. So that's why Eliyahu, that's why the Pasuk doesn't mention it. And in fact, the Ritva says that this concept is relevant to every one of us. He says, because the Gemara began, let's remember how the Sugya began. Now why don't we mention Tal? Why don't we have to mention Tal? Because Tal comes anyway. Answer Ritva, but we just learned that Tal doesn't always come. Tal, the Bracha, doesn't always come. So why don't we mention Tal, the Bracha, in Shemoneh Esrei? Says Ritva, the same Teretz. We only mention something in Shemoneh Esrei which is obvious. Rain is obvious. Either it comes or it doesn't come. If I tal, it won't be so obvious, because it's only tal the bracha that doesn't come. The other tal always comes. That's why we don't mention it. That's, I said, it's possible, one of the turutzim. Amr Bishum and Levi. No, continue the Gemara. Rucha is menolah and lametzri. How do we know that the wind is never stopped? Amr Bishum and Levi, the Amakar, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Ki ka'aba rucha sashmayim parashti eschem nuem Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread us out to the four corners. My kamalu, what's he saying? Ilai mach kamalu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, the badrinischu ba'aba rucha da'alma, I've spread you out to the four sides of the world. Ask the Gemara, if that's what the Pasuk means, ihochi ka'aba, why does the Pasuk say, like the four, be'aba mi'bailei? The Pasuk should say that we're spread out to the four sides of the world. Says the Gemara, this is what the pasuk means. Shame she efshel oilam beruchas. Just like the world cannot exist without the winds, kach I efshel oilam. So too the world cannot exist below Yisrael. Om Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina says halach lemaisa hilchach. But maisa chama in the summer. Om machshiv haruach. If he says mash veruach, even though it's not the windy time, em machzir nesai. Because the Gemara just says that the ruchas come all the time anyway. But if somebody says Marit HaGeshem, and as we learned already in the previous year, rain, specifically in Eretz Yisrael in the summer, is a simen klala, magzir noisai. And the Mefarshim say, the Paiskim say, a very interesting psak. I think I discussed the Shaila once. In the southern hemisphere, where they have the seasons, the opposite of ours, when by once it's winter, by them it's summer. So what did they do? How did they say Mashvaruach? How did they say V'sein Talmata? So there's a pretty clear consensus amongst all the Paiskim that they should daven like all the other B'nai Chutz Loretz in the world. If they need to daven for rain, they should insert it in Shemei Tefillah. What happens, asked the Paiskim? There, by them it's really the summer. By us it's the winter. And they, or vice versa, they didn't say Mashvaruach in the winter, or they said Mashvaruach in their, you know, they said Mashvaruach, let's say the Shaila this way, they said Mashvaruach in their winter, which is our summer. We certainly did the wrong thing, Maxine said, because we just said it's a Simen Klala. What about them? Lamais, it's winter there. Or, on the other hand, they're not supposed to say it. So most Paiskim say, if you say what you're not supposed to say, even though there's maybe a good reason to say it, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Continues the Gemara. B'moisa Gishamim, if in the winter, lo'ama mashver ruach, if somebody didn't say mashver ruach, e'mach zir nesai. Because as we learned, mashver ruach is not crucial. We have it without it. Lo'ama moir ha'geshem, but if somebody skipped moir ha'geshem in the winter, mach zir nesai, has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo'ay, furthermore, El Omer, Phil Omer Mava Ruach, that the wind should not blow. Mafriach Atal, there should be no Tal. what he said is meaningless, because the ruach is going to come anyway. The tal is going to come anyway, and machzirin, so he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
So there's a very, very important taisus here that discusses, and we'll spend a few moments, Be'ezer Hashem, discussing halacha l'maisa. Taisus, let's start with the summer. If in the summer, one said mash v'ruach, Gemara says it's not a problem. You said Mayrit HaGeshem, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. What does that mean, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Does that mean that you have to go back to the beginning? Do you have to go back to the bracha? In other words, if you realize in Mil Shemoneh Esrei that you said Mayrit HaGeshem, so the Paiskim say that all of Shemoneh Esrei is really considered, all the first three brachas are considered one bracha, and you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But let's say you realized in the middle of the bracha that you said Mayrit HaGeshem. So most Paiskim, there's Machlokes HaPaiskim. Some say you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Some say you go back just to Atta Gibor, if you're still in the middle of the bracha. There are Rishonim that say that you made a mistake, there's nothing you could do about it, learn for the future. But that's not the way we Paskim. Now, let's talk about the winter. So one Pesach Taisus says, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, where Nusach Sfard has an advantage over Nusach Ashkenaz, that if in the winter you didn't say Mayrit HaGeshem, but you did say Mayrit HaTal, because you were used to saying it from the summer, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you're Nusach Ashkenaz, and you don't say Mayrit HaTal, and you also skipped Mayrit HaGeshem, so, if you start at the Gibel Olam Hashem, Machayim Meisim Atar Rav Leishia, and you're supposed to say Mash Baruch Amar Degeshem, you didn't, and you started Mechak L'Chayim, and you realized before you got to the Bracha, so the Pesach can say, say what you remember. You don't have to go back to the beginning. Let's say you began the Bracha already. You said Baruch Atah Hashem. And then you realize, oops, I didn't say Mash Baruch Amar Degeshem. So the Shari Tshuva says an interesting Pesach. He says, say, Lamdeini chukecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeini chukecha, and then go back to Atah Gibor and say Mash V'ruach, and finish off Mechayim Meisim. Ramosh in the Tshuvas disagrees very strongly with the Shari Tshuva. He says Lamdeini chukecha doesn't belong in the Shemoneh Esrei. And what you should do is finish Mechayim Meisim and go back. If you finished and you said Mechayim Meisim, most Paiskim say that by then you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Paiskim also discuss that, let's say you have a suffix. You're not sure, did you say it or didn't you say it? So Shulchan Aruch says, for the first 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, when we begin saying Mash Baruch Amar Degeshem, we could assume that you're used to not saying it and you didn't say it. After 30 days, we could assume that you did say it. And the Torah brings down a very famous Meram Rottenberg. The Meram Rottenberg says, if somebody wants to, so to speak, prevent this problem, what he should do is, on Shmini Atzeres, sit down and say, Mash Baruch Amar Degeshem, 90 times. And like that, we'll have a chazaka that you know how to say Mash Baruch Amar Degeshem. Most Paiskim say it's just not enough to say Mash Baruch Amar Degeshem. You have to say from Atah Gibor till the end. Then you'll know you do it right. There are also Paiskim that say that 90 times is not enough. Because Taisus speaks about 30 days. There are actually more than 90 Shemoneh Esreis in 30 days, if you take into consideration Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. What is the reasoning behind the Meram Rottenberg? So he quotes a Gemara Masecht Baba Kama. The Gemara says in Masecht Baba Kama that if you have a shor, an axe, we all know this din, an axe that gores three times, it becomes a mu'ud. So the Gemara says, if the axe scores in 3 days, it's still mu'ud. What about if the axe scored in 1 day? So the Gemara says, richik negeisav, if there's a time lapse between the attacks, it becomes a mu'ud. Kirv negeisav, if they're right next to each other, like Koshkein, that is certainly a mu'ud. So says the Meram Rottenberg, if we can establish a chazaka over 30 days, we could certainly establish a chazaka over a couple of moments. But I saw from Shimon Shkop a very interesting way of analyzing the comparison. He says, when the Gemara says, in Masechta Baba Kama, that a shor is a mu'ud after three times, what does the Gemara mean to say? Does the Gemara mean to say, says Rav Shimon Shkop, that this shows us that if he got three times, he became a mu'ud? So then we could say the same thing here. If somebody said Mashruch, Mardageshim, 90 times, or 100 times, whatever it is, he's accustomed to say it. Or perhaps, we should understand the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama differently. What the Gemara is saying is that if we see an axe gored three times, it's a proof that it's always been a mu'ud. So then that wouldn't have any relevance to our Shaila. Then there's a different Shaila. Again, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. Those that daven Nusach Sfard and want to rely on the Meram Rottenberg's Eitzah could do the same thing in the summer. Say, Meir Atal, or some say Masha Ruach, and Meir Atal 90 times, 100 times, and the same. But what about if you're Nusach Ashkenaz? Says the Mishnah Berurah, not saying something you can't have a chazaka for. You can have a chazaka to say something, but not saying, how could you have a chazaka? 90 times I'm not going to do something? I'm doing nothing anyway. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to suggest, say from Atu Gibor till the Bracha, without having the middle, and you can do the same chazaka. Tosfos continues to say, and this is where we don't agree with Tosfos, la'halacha, la'maisa, that let's say somebody skipped Mashruch Mered Geshem in the summer, in the winter, he could still make it up in Shomei Tefillah. Then Tosfos discusses, if you missed it in Shomei Tefillah also, so then the Rishonim discuss, and now you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei. If you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you certainly have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If you didn't finish Shemoneh Esrei, where do you go back to? Shemei Tefillah, Baruch Aleinu, or Baruch Aleinu, or the beginning? Most say that you go back either to the beginning if you miss Mash V'Ruach, or you go back to Baruch Aleinu if you miss Saint Talmatam. We don't agree, Lalocha, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with Taisvus. Mash V'Ruach and Marit HaGeshem cannot be made up in Shemei Tefillah. The Saint Talmatam can be. Why? Because what is Shemei Tefillah? Shemei Tefillah is a bakasha. We're asking for something. The Saint Talmatam is a bakasha. We're asking for rain. So it belongs in Shemei Tefillah, theoretically. Mash V'Ruach Marit HaGeshem is a haskara. We're speaking, as we learned yesterday, about the greatness of Hashem. That doesn't belong in Shemei Tefillah. It's a haskara. Doesn't belong in a bakasha. Another thing that Tosfos says, that most Paiskim don't agree with, is that although we're learning the halachas, if one omitted Mash V'Ruach Marit HaGeshem or said the wrong thing, says Tosfos that that only applies to when someone is davening Shemoneh Esrei and made a mistake. But if the Baal Tefillah, when he's saying Chazar Sashatz, makes this error, says Tosfos the only time we make the Baal Tefillah repeat Shemoneh Esrei is if he made a mistake either in Tchiyas HaMesim, in Lamal Shinim, or Bani Yushalayim. There too, we don't agree with Tosfos, and if the same halacha that applies, that we just said to us, applies to the Baal Tefillah also. Yes. Yes. Now, one more halacha l'maisa based on this Gemara. The Gemara here said that if somebody said something in the Shemoneh Esrei, which is patently untrue, he says, just to use the Gemara's lashon, Maver Ruach, the wind should stop. Mafriach Atal, the tal should stop. He still doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. There's a Shaila that's asked that certain times people daven Shemoneh Esrei, you see it by sometimes even by very great people, and they get so involved in the tefillah, they say an extra word. They say, Rabbi Nishalayim. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they say it. Is that acceptable or not? So some Paiskim, based on this Gemara, say you can. Here we could say something which is patently untrue. So certainly, if you say something that you really mean, it just comes out because of your intensity in tefillah, you should be allowed to do it. And actually, the Shaul Sechuvas Imre Yosher for Ameya Arik says that. That, again, he doesn't recommend it be done, but he says it's acceptable. Ramosha doesn't agree. And it goes back to the Ramosha in the same tshuva that we spoke about earlier. Ramosha says that the Nusach Tefillah is very exact. And just like Ramosha didn't agree with the Shari tshuva to say that if you realize you made an error, correct it by saying Lamneinu Chukecha, similarly Ramosha is very concerned about not adding words that aren't part of the Nusach Tefillah. So Ramosha is going to agree that you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei for it. But he's not going to agree that you can do it. Oh, so some mafarshim ask, actually from this Gemara, that perhaps if you say Yalav V'yavai any time during the year, you shouldn't have to repeat Shemot Esrei. It's no worse than Mefriach Ha'avim. The mafarshim ask that question. Says the Gemara, Tana, Ba'avim Baruchas, regarding the clouds and the winds, Loi Chai V'chacham L'Hasker, Chazal did not require that we mention in the Shemot Esrei. However, V'mbo L'Hasker Masker, person could say it. In fact, I saw a very interesting shita in the Rishonim that say that two interesting machlokesim. One is that there's a shita, I never saw it in the Siddur, that says in the winter we say mash v'ruach or mayr hageshem or mayr hatal. Why don't we mention tal in the winter? And then there are nuschos, this is already more common, that in the summer where they say mayr hatal, not only do they say mayr hatal, they also say mash v'ruach. Vimbala Haskir, but if somebody wants to mention a masker, my tama, because they don't stop anyway. Ask the Gemara of Eloi Me'atzri, is it true that they don't stop? The Tanya of Yosef, the Pasuk says, Vatsa Sashmayim, we say in Krishna Vatsa Shemayim, and the Pasuk says, Mina Ovim Mina Ruchas, that there won't be clouds and there won't be winds. Ask the Braisa, At the Oimim Mina Ovim Mina Ruchas, is that indeed the case that there won't be winds or clouds? Perhaps there won't be any rain. When there won't be any rain, so the pasuk already tells us that rain can stop. How do we explain the pasuk of Atzos Shemayim when Avim and Aruchas, that there won't be wind and there won't be cloud? How can you say that they never stop? Kash Aruchas Aruchas. We learned that the Aruchas never stop. Here it says that the Aruchas do stop. Kash Avim Avim. We learned that the clouds never stop. It says they do stop. Answers the Gemara. Arf Avim Avim Kasha. The question about the clouds is not a question. Haba chafri, haba afli. The clouds that come before the rain, this way Rashi explains, never stop. The clouds that come after the rain could stop. Tosfos learns, different than Rashi, the clouds that come to affect the fruit that comes out early never stop. The clouds that come to affect the fruit that comes out late do stop. Ruchas aruchas loikasha. Habaruch Matsuya, a regular wind never stops. Habaruch Shen Matsuya, a strong wind can stop. Ask the Gemara, Ruch Shen Matsuya, Chazi Lebe Dari, a wind that is strong, we need to separate the chaff from the grain. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop it? How will we separate the chaff from the grain? Efshem Nefus, answers the Gemara, there are ways to do it with a sieve. So the easier way, maybe even the better way, is to have a good wind. But if you don't have it, we'll have to do it with a sieve. Says the Gemara, Tani, Ha'ovim Varuchis, the clouds and the winds, Shnius Lemotor, they're almost as good as rain. Ask the Gemara, Hechadami, what does that mean? Omar Ula B'Tem Reb Yehuda, the Basam Metra, the one, the clouds and the wind that come after the rain, are very good. Ask the Gemara, remember the Mal Yusuhu? Is it indeed that they are good? The Ksiv Yitin Hashem Es Mata Artzucha Ovek V'Ofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that the rain should get mixed up with the earth and the dust. V'Amulu V'Tei Rav Yehuda, Zika the Basim Mitra, this referring to the wind that comes after the rain. So we see that part of Teichacha refers to the wind after the rain. So why are we saying that the wind after the rain is good? Here it says it's not good. Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha. Hadas Nicha, Hadas Razia. When it comes down, not with a strong torrent, it's very good. If it comes strong, it's not good. Hada Mala Ovik, the one that comes with a strong torrent makes the dust rise. Hada Loi Mala Ovik, it doesn't. Rashi doesn't learn Vibay Seima. He says Hada Mala Ovik, Hada Loi Mala Ovik is the explanation of the teretz. Others say that it's two separate terutzim. Varav Yehuda, Zika de Basim Mitra, the wind that comes after the rain, like we're learning, Kemitra, is as good as the rain. It's very important because it blows the rain into the right places. Eva de Basim Mitra, the wind, the clouds that come after the rain, is also Kemitra, very, very useful. Shimsha de Basim Mitra, if the sun comes out after the rain,
Kitrei Mitra. It's as good as if it were rained twice. It's fantastic. Astimar Lamute Mai. What are we trying to say? We're saying all these things are so good as the rain. So what isn't good? Answers the Gemara Lamute Gila Delilah. If there are cracks between the clouds at night with the moon shines through, v'shimshu debekarchi, or if it's a cloudy day and the sun only comes through the cracks. If it's a sunny day after the rain, that's great. If it's only sun that comes through cracks in the cloud, that isn't so useful. Amar Rava, mala tilgalature, snow that is on top of the mountains, is chamisha mitral ara. It's as good as if it rained five times on the ground. Shenamar ki l'shalak yoymer hu aretz, v'geshem u'mata v'geshem mitrais. Geshem is one, mata is two, geshem is three, mitrais is four and five. Snow is as good as five rains. So the machlek is how to understand this Gemara. Some say it's good for the mountains, and it's certainly good for the ground. And others say that it's only good for the mountains and not for the ground. Because on the ground, the snow melts quickly. But on the mountains, as we know, the snow stays longer, and that's why they're more useful for the mountains, not for the ground. Vama Rava, Tilgalaturi, snow for the mountains, Matrirazilalani, is like Mitrirazilalani, strong, snow is good for the mountains. Mitrirazilalani, a strong rain is good for trees. Mitranicha, easy rain is good for leperi, for fruit. Or pila is a very thin rain, comes down like a drip, drizzle, is good. Afilu lepatsida, the tusikala. It's good for the seeds that are under the ground. Mahanyale. A thin rain helps for the seeds under the ground. Mai or pila, what does the word or pila mean? Says the Gemara, Urupili. They go into the cracks in the ground and they help those seeds that are in those, they seep into those cracks and make the seeds that are under the ground sprout.